The adjustment in rate cut expectations may impact bond yields and borrowing costs, influencing both businesses and consumers in the coming months. There's a lot going on in the world, so on FinWeekly, I cut through the noise and keep you updated on the most important financial and economic trends. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Bridge collapse creates cargo chaos. First up, following the destruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore Harbor, East Coast ports are making moves to accommodate the influx of diverted cargo. To avoid further delays, the Port of Virginia and the Port of New York and New Jersey have already modified schedules and expanded services due to the increased traffic. Salvage efforts are underway, but for now, the closure of Baltimore's port is causing rerouted shipments and increased cost. So, what happens next? Well, despite these immediate adjustments, the long-term impact on supply chains could be severe due to the importance of the bridge as an entryway into the port, which is one of the busiest on the East Coast. While a temporary alternate channel is being established, significant disruptions are expected until the port reopens. Local officials are saying that it could take weeks, and it is likely to be several years until the bridge itself is rebuilt. In the meantime, ordinary folks may experience delayed deliveries and increased transportation costs. But looking at the bigger picture, economists predict global trade to withstand these disruptions, re-emphasizing the need for resilience in supply chains amidst various potential shocks worldwide. Up next, U.S. fueling changes in oil markets. Meanwhile, U.S. oil suppliers are seizing opportunities in big global markets as sanctions on Russian and Venezuelan oil, as well as the lingering Ukraine conflict, reshape the energy landscape. Since these sanctions were imposed, U.S. oil exports have surged to record levels, with India and Europe increasingly turning to American crude. Looking at the bigger picture, this shift reflects the impact of record U.S. production and supply cuts from OPEC and allies, which have boosted American oil exports and reduced reliance on traditional oil powerhouses. In the short term, consumers may experience fuel price volatility as the global oil market responds to the diminishing influence of OPEC and Russia. At the same time, this type of transformation could have major geopolitical consequences as countries shift their energy sources away from sanctioned or politically unstable regions. Let's keep going. Chasing the gold rush. Over in commodities, gold prices surged to a record high of $2,265.73 an ounce before losing some steam as traders reevaluated the Fed's interest rate strategy following strong U.S. factory data. The surge in gold prices reflect a number of factors, including anticipation of monetary easing, global geopolitical tensions, and increased buying by central banks and consumers. The current debate over the Fed's stance on interest rates is fueled by cooling inflation and positive outlooks from lending banks, and could have major implications for broader financial markets and investor attitudes. Looking at the bigger picture, higher gold prices would be great news for individuals holding gold-related investments or assets, particularly consumers in China, who have had increased demand amidst their country's economic woes. And for the rest of the world, the surge in gold prices and the ongoing debate over central bank policies is a reminder of the interconnectedness of global financial markets. Up next, the truth hurts Trump's IPO flop. In the stock market, Donald Trump's net worth has plummeted by $1 billion due to the sharp decline in the value of his social media venture, Trump Media and Technology Group. This steep drop-off was likely triggered by the company's fundamentals quickly catching up to it after its overhyped IPO last week. In reality, the company faced a $50 million loss in 2023 and a disappointing annual revenue of $4.1 million. Despite a market valuation of $6.6 billion, Trump's social media platform, Truth Social, lags behind competitors like Reddit with only around 500,000 monthly users. For context, this decline in Trump's wealth coincides with his ongoing legal battles, including criminal prosecutions and a court-ordered bond payment related to his New York fraud trial conviction. Now, regular readers will know that I prefer to avoid politics, but in this case, the ramifications of this extend beyond Trump's personal finances, potentially impacting his presidential campaign and legal challenges. Moreover, the discrepancies between Trump's media stock performance and its actual business performance highlight the influence of non-financial factors, such as political support for Trump, on investor sentiment and market dynamics. Now on to navigating troubled Bridgewaters. In the world of hedge funds, Nir Bardea, the new CEO of Bridgewater, has started a significant overhaul of the firm following the departure of its founder, Ray Dalio. Bardea's strategy involves downsizing the fund, cutting costs, restructuring the management team, and altering the firm's culture in order to revitalize it after several years of diminishing returns. Despite some positive results so far, including a rebound in the flagship Pure Alpha Fund's performance, the turnaround has been turbulent, with some investors considering exiting due to ongoing concerns about its future. Looking at the bigger picture, this restructuring reflects growing trends in the hedge fund industry, particularly regarding succession planning and adapting to market dynamics. In short, the success or failure of Bridgewater's turnaround could influence things like investor confidence and industry practices more broadly going forward. Shifting gears to the rate cut roller coaster continues. It seems like we can't get through a week without changing expectations for rate cuts. So here's the latest on this roller coaster ride. This week, bond traders have adjusted their expectations for Fed rate cuts after strong ISM manufacturing data, lowering the likelihood of a June rate cut to below 50%. This adjustment followed the first manufacturing expansion since 2022 and came after economic figures and cautious remarks from Jerome Powell led to a bond market sell-off. In his remarks, Powell emphasized the need for confidence in inflation trends before considering rate cuts, citing robust consumption and employment data. Further, despite expectations of slower job creation, the U.S. unemployment rate remains low. For context, the Treasury market had seen its first monthly gain in March after stabilizing from January and February losses, which had been driven by reduced rate cut expectations. While initially the market had priced in over 150 basis points of easing for 2024, improved growth data and slower inflation have shifted those expectations. Looking ahead, the adjustment in rate cut expectations may impact bond yields and borrowing costs, influencing both businesses and consumers in the coming months. Turning our attention to something in the way Xi moves. Over in China, President Xi Jinping's recent remarks have sparked speculation about potential changes in the People's Bank of China's monetary policy. Based on his comments, there are some suggestions that the PBOC may begin trading government bonds to regulate market liquidity, similar to strategies used by the Federal Reserve. While some initially interpreted this as a move towards quantitative easing, economists suggest it may serve as an additional tool for managing liquidity and stabilizing rates. This comes amidst China's economic slowdown, prompting discussions about supporting key sectors. Looking at the bigger picture, the potential impacts are significant. For regular folks in China, changes in interest rates and liquidity could influence borrowing costs and investment decisions. And on the broader global economy, China's economic policies have far-reaching consequences and could affect other countries, companies, and investors worldwide. While the exact timing and extent of any policy changes remain uncertain, Xi's remarks signal a potential shift in China's monetary policy landscape with implications both domestically and internationally. Moving on, phone diplomacy. Sticking with China, Xi Jinping and President Joe Biden held a phone conversation this week to address shared concerns, like the risks of AI, military cooperation, and climate change. Biden raised issues concerning China's support for Russia's defense industry and emphasized the rule of law in the South China Sea, while hinting at impending tariff decisions regarding China's trade practices. Meanwhile, Qi expressed his concerns about U.S. restrictions on China's tech sector and warned against U.S. involvement in Taiwan's bid for independence. The leaders aim to maintain diplomatic stability despite underlying tensions, with Biden seeking to address issues ranging from national security to trade practices, while Qi attempted to keep tensions low to revive China's struggling economy. While a simple phone call might seem innocent, the outcomes of their conversation could impact various aspects of daily life for all of us. In particular, that includes trade policies, the price of goods, and potential challenges to national security. On a broader scale, their discussion could shape the trajectory of the global economy, influencing international trade, technological development, and geopolitical dynamics. While some tension still remains between the two countries, we can only hope that their collaboration on mutual concerns will continue for the good of everyone. Subsequently, Tesla gets a China shock. And while we're in China, let's check in with Elon Musk. Because Chinese automakers are responding to Tesla's recent price hike and Xiaomi's entry into the EV market by offering incentives and price cuts to attract customers. NIO announced incentives worth $138 million, including battery swap benefits and subscriptions. Meanwhile, XPeng reduced prices by up to 20,000 yuan, and Chery is covering purchase taxes on selected models and offering better trade-ins. So how did Elon end up in this bind? For context, Tesla's price increase in its Model Y SUV aimed to boost first quarter sales, but ultimately led to production cuts. Perhaps unsurprisingly, the higher prices deterred buyers, and Xiaomi's entry into the EV market further intensified competition. Looking at the bigger picture, consumers should benefit from lower EV prices and incentives offered by automakers, leading to more choices and better deals. That's capitalism at work. At the same time, the intense competition in China's EV market could drive further innovation and efficiency, impacting global EV market dynamics and influencing the pricing strategies and market shares of companies worldwide. So while it's an L for Elon, it's a win for almost everyone else. Up last, investors exploring all options. Finally, investors are grappling with the stock market's future trajectory after a positive first quarter, with many uncertain whether it will continue climbing or face a significant downturn. The options market is now reflecting this mixed sentiment, with decreased demand for minor correction hedges, but increased interest in tail risk protection. While current conditions seem favorable due to low rate volatility and strong market performance, there are still concerns about potentially unforeseen events that could disrupt market stability. Despite some caution, there's still confidence in the idea of a soft economic landing, driving diversification into overlooked sectors like small cap stocks. Interestingly, there's a lack of hedging against minor corrections, indicating there's a greater focus on chasing rallies than safeguarding against downturns, which could be a very risky move. Nonetheless, optimism prevails, boosted by hopes of another strong earnings season. So hope for the best, but be prepared for the worst, just in case. All right, that's a wrap for this week's Fin Weekly. I hope you have an excellent week ahead. And until next episode, take care of yourself. Cheers. Hey, real quick, if you get value out of this podcast, it would mean the world to me if you would leave us a review. Also, if you want to be featured on the show, send me a recording with your name, your age, where you're from, and your question through a voice note or a video using your smartphone. Then email me the file at hello@byfiq.com. BYFIQ stands for Boosting Your Financial IQ. So once again, it's hello@byfiq.com. If selected, I'll give you a shout out and answer your question for you and the entire community. One last thing, if you want access to additional resources that will help you fast track your path to financial freedom, visit byfiq.com or download our free app in the Apple or Google Play App Store today. Thanks again.